Hey, imagine that. Two millennials doing a podcast to avoid legalizing the purge. Yeah, probably because they can't afford therapy. This is Mostly True Opinions.
Why, hello there. Mostly True Opinions. I'm Cameron, that is KK Comedy. What? The energy, you don't like it?
I think it just felt off kilter for what we were just... We just barely have a pulse today.
Well, look, not everything has to be sad and depressing and all of those things. I'm happy. I'm having a pretty good day for a Monday. Not too bad.
Oh, good.
How are you?
I think good. I don't know.
Somebody sent me a message on Instagram last week after our podcast, which we recorded.
Mail time?
No, not quite. I feel like if I tee it up, it's only one tiny little
thing.
You know what I mean? Like if I'm like, it's time to check the mail. He said it was good.
Okay.
It's from Eric, and he said that the podcast was unhinged and hilarious last week when recording in our bedroom studio, which has now changed. We're in a different room in our house trying to figure out where we want to do this. Our bedroom is a construction zone at the moment.
Yeah.
And God, does my throat look weird?
Look weird?
Yeah.
I can't
see it. All of a sudden just felt like there was like a golf ball in it.
You have a beard.
Not in my throat.
I can't see your throat right now.
Yeah, but look, you can see part of it.
The microphone's in the way. Anyways, are you good?
I gotta check. Hang on.
Who are you, me?
True.
By the way, I'm handing out gas gauges like they're fucking popcorn.
What do you mean?
Because our friend, who also just got a place, said that she thought she smelled gas, and I gave her our portable gas gauge.
You gave her our gas gauge?
Well, we have another
one. Why would
you
do something like that?
We have another one.
How are we going to detect gas?
She's in her time of need.
She has a credit card.
Okay.
We need the gas meter to save our own lives. I swear to God, if I die in the middle of the night, I'm going to kill you.
I saw you unplug ours.
I moved it.
And didn't plug it back in.
I sure as shit did. Somebody else must have. Was there somebody else in our home?
Yes. Maintenance men.
Well, they did it.
Plumbers, a painter.
Anything that looks off to you, they did. If there's something in the sink, like there's dirty dishes, they did it. You know what I mean?
I have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, what?
You've been showing me on TikTok stitches of this girl saying, married people, stitch this and tell me what you mean by marriage is hard.
Yeah.
And you've been cackling, cracking up,
mm-hmm.
sending me them DMs. Then you'll save them till the end of the day. Show me a bunch in a row. And it's like some crumpled towel on
a shoe
sink
out of place.
Or a shoe in a weird place. And we're just laughing like, oh, so relatable. And then I went to film one of you.
Right.
Because there was a 2 liter of Diet Pepsi in the fridge.
Yes.
And I go in the fridge and you had put it back in the fridge completely and utterly empty.
This is the bone?
Yes. And then I went to go film it and you got all butthurt about it.
Did I or did I hand you your phone to film it?
But then something about me filming it, you were like annoyed.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Then what's your version of events?
My version of events is I handed you the phone because it was funny.
Uh-huh.
And then we got into a discussion afterwards about why it even happened to begin with.
Because it breaks my brain that you set things back in the fridge that are completely empty.
What I'm trying to tell you is it defies logic. Yes, it does. That being said, it's the same amount of effort to put it back in the fridge as it is to throw it into the trash can.
Which is my
whole
argument.
Why wouldn't I do that? It's not because I chose not to. It's because I was thinking and did it subconsciously.
But in every sense of reality, you did choose where to place it with your arms.
Okay, when you misplace your phone, that's your choice that you misplaced it. The next time you ask me, where's my phone? I'm going to remember this moment.
No, but
yes.
What I'm saying...
Why would you put it downstairs if you need it with you up here?
I'm saying that why couldn't it have still been a funny, goofy thing? You're the one that shows me the TikToks.
That's what I'm saying. It was. And then when it became a... After the laugh became a, like, why would you even put it in there to begin with? Then it became not so fun, you know?
Because I'm trying to wrap my head around... If there is something going through your head when you place an empty 2 liter back in the fridge, you can't allow me to have a moment of like, this is so ass backwards.
Well, of course.
Sure. So yeah. Allow me to have my time.
I am allowing you to have the moment. If you said like, I don't get that. This is silly. Ha ha.
But that's what I did.
When we start microanalyzing it. And going like, what was going through your brain when you put this in the fridge? I can tell you nothing, something else. Wasn't thinking about the 2 liter. I was probably thinking about the healthcare system in America or something.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I was probably thinking about the pool pump that I'm trying to figure out.
Right. I'm not saying you that your brain is empty when you're doing this stuff. I get that you're thinking about other things.
Mm-hmm.
I also think about other things while I put things in the trash.
So what you're trying to figure out is why you're better than me.
No.
Well?
You're being ridiculous. I'm saying I'm trying to make it make sense to my brain so that I am less irritated when it happens. I'm trying to understand your logic. When it appears that there is none, my brain fritzes out and I'm like,
I get it.
Why is this a thing that then I have to go throw out your trash that's in the fridge?
Why?
And then
when you leave a room,
problem.
Do you leave lights on?
I've been doing so much better about that. I don't even think that's relevant.
You've been
anymore.
Doing a little bit better.
I don't even think it's a relevant argument. I've been doing so good.
Ah, see, it's a sign of somebody who knows they're wrong. Denial. Right? Isn't that a verse?
I am saying that if it came out of nowhere and I found this trend and started videoing you and then asking you about it and whatever.
Yeah.
Then I would see why you were defensive. But you've been guffawing.
Oh, it's a hilarious trend.
You've
but
been
again,
guffawing and sending me the trend.
You're missing the point again, though, I think.
No, I think I'm
we
really,
laughed about
I think
the,
I'm really
the
locked
trend.
In on the point.
We laughed about the trend.
Yeah.
It was the conversation
but
after
when it's
the laugh.
Aimed at you.
No, we laughed about it. I handed you your phone.
Yes, sure. You keep leaning on that.
I would resist if I had a problem with it.
No, you handed me my phone, and then when I started recording and I aimed the phone at you, you were like, what? Now you're going to record me? You got
because
mad at that.
Because that's not the trend. People do it, and then it's just about the thing.
Okay.
You know? It's like lifting the curtain too much when you show the actual person.
It was my artistic decision to show you.
It was the wrong artistic decision.
Anyways, I'm just saying, thou dost... Laugh when it's not you, and then when it's you and I don't get it.
I still don't think you understand.
I do understand, and then I think it's just one of those things. It's like, well, try harder because otherwise I just have to throw out your trash that's in the fridge for the rest of our lives. Do you hear a high-pitched sound?
No, I don't.
Well, you have headphones on.
I don't hear a high-pitched sound. But there are high-pitched sounds in this house. The washing machine makes one.
Do you want to take your headphones off for a second to see
if you can
hear
anything? I promise you, I can't.
You didn't even try to hear it.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, I hear it.
You hear
it? But not with my headphones off, or not with my headphones on.
Yeah, obviously.
You know, it might be the pool thing.
The pool pump?
Yeah.
From up here?
Yeah. It probably exploded or something.
Oh my God.
That is something I'm afraid of in this house. Exploding the pool.
Is that something that can scientifically happen?
So I was looking up the other day because there's a pool pump, there's a pool filter, there's the pool heater, there's...
Powered by gas.
Powered by gas, which I don't believe is what the beeping is. It's not like a gas alarm. Is that your throat?
Yeah.
I was looking up like this specific pool pump the other day to try to figure out how to use it. And it basically said, like, if you keep it on too high, too long with it not working correctly, it can just like burn out and explode. And so that's kind of my fear that I'm navigating and trying to figure out, because I don't want just the pool to explode, and specifically something that we didn't insure by choice.
Right. It's water. It's going to be fine.
They were trying to sell us fire insurance on the pool.
Yeah, I think we talked about that. We don't need fire insurance on water.
What do you... The other thing that like I'm trying to figure out with this house, well, the other priority, I guess I should say, is we have plants now again, outside and a few inside, and we are historically not plant people.
We historically... massacre.
And I don't even understand plants. How, because we get the kind that you don't even have to water.
We get air plants, succulents, the plants that are known for being hardy, and yet they all, we have littered a trail of plant carcasses behind us. So we have a new set of plants.
And I'm really invested in them. This time around, I feel responsible because they were here before we were.
Well, a few of them were here. We did buy some, and we've named some of them.
That is the right way to go, I think.
Because now if we accidentally kill Earl, it's Earl that's dying, not just a plant.
You did say today you pulled Earl out of the sun because he's not looking good.
Yeah, we've only had him for 3 days.
And I just wonder if the neighbor heard you.
Earl.
Earl!
You're not looking good.
Help, Earl, get out of the sun. Like, is Earl, they probably think Earl is your grandfather or something.
Earl is a lavender plant, right?
Earl is a lavender plant.
Okay.
But for some reason, I can't ever remember that, because we had your mom over and somebody else, and they were like, what kind of plant? And I was like, oh, it's... rosemary.
Yeah, and I was like,
And that's the other thing too. There's been a couple times like your mom was over and somebody else was over, and I think one of the, like, maybe our friend or realtor or somebody asked, they're like, is something pleated or is something whatever? And we're like, I don't know what that means.
Pleated. What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer the question either. That's happened a couple of times.
Are people referring to plants when they say that?
No, I don't think so. But then again, I don't really know. It also happened when we were doing like the paperwork for the house. They're like, there's 7 options here. Do you want option A, B, C, D, E, or F? And it's like...
Russian roulette.
Nobody could tell us which one to choose. And also, I guess we'll just like take a chance. Are you still hearing it?
Yeah, but oh well.
I think it might be the neighbor. Because I just like, I just don't know what it would be.
Yeah. Our neighbor on the one side started doing construction at 7 a.m. in the morning this Sunday, which was an interesting choice. However, I didn't even feel violent about it because I was just like, you know what? It's not a screaming child.
You actually handled it quite well. You woke up to it and you were like, eh.
Yeah. I'm a whole new level of zen, you guys.
I agree.
And then we met our other neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
They came to our door with flowers.
Flowers.
And they said, and I quote, we were going to make you cookies, but our daughter is gluten-free, and then we panicked and didn't know if you were too, so we didn't want to bring gluten over. And I said, well, we're not, for the record, but these are beautiful flowers. Thank you. And... it was so cute. And the guy was like, I'm a retired mechanic. I have a bunch of tools if you ever need anything. And oh my gosh, they have no pets and no, well, they have old kids that are like moved out of the house.
Do they?
Because they said their daughter's gluten-free.
Oh, duh.
So
obviously.
They have a kid, but yeah. She doesn't live there. They've lived in their house for 30 years. They are, I think they're in their 60s. So
yeah,
not,
they're in their 60s, yeah.
Not old, but just older than us. And God, they're precious.
Like the right kind of old. They're not so old that they're crotchety, and they're not young enough to like be loud all the time.
And then I, of all people, suggested that we exchange phone numbers.
I know. I kind of assumed you were drunk or something.
No, it was the middle of the day.
Well, I don't know. It's been busy.
So, dare I say it? I never thought we'd see the day. And I assume you, the listener, really never thought we'd see the day where I liked our neighbors?
I know. It. We're going to have to use this button a lot less. Stupid, fucking, ugly, boring children. Like, we'll still use it, but that was primarily from our old neighbors.
Oh.
It's something else. Two things. Number one, just make both kinds of cookies. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a do or die situation.
That's your bone to pick?
Worst case scenario, I am gluten-free and I only eat the gluten-free ones. Best case scenario, I am not gluten-free and I get to eat all of them.
What's a bummer is I don't remember her name. I only remember his name because you...
I know. So his name is Mike and we don't know her name. So we should call her Michaela. Mike and Michaela.
What a weird...
Or Mike and Molly. How about Mike and Molly, yeah, like the CBS show?
What a weird choice for a fake name.
But I don't know.
Sure.
But what's going to happen though is that we're going to get caught one day. Like, we're going to be walking down the street with a friend and they're going to be there. Molly. Hey, how's it going? Hey, Mike. Hey, Molly. And they're going to be like, that's not her name.
Whatever.
It was very nice, though.
Imagine.
It was very nice.
Did I say, it's starting to get bad. I don't remember what I've said on the podcast. And I deeply apologize, including the entire couples study that we redid the other day.
It's fine. I do it all the time.
Did I mention the mustard yellow?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Of our old house being painted that way.
Mm-hmm.
That should be a... Oh my God. You motherfucker, if you steal this idea, listener, I swear to God. HGTV show idea.
Going back to your old
fucking house.
Oh, and seeing what the next person did to it and then talking hella shit. Or being like, whoa, or being so like, much cooler.
Oh, that's so much better.
Oh.
Oh my God. Where is it? Where's the thing?
What would you call it?
Call it. House return. Return. Coming back home. What's the name of the Jonathan Taylor Thomas movie? I guess it's a Christmas one.
Like I would know.
Return to. The abode. We can workshop that. But just know, if it's on fucking TV and there's not created by credits that have our names on it, you stole it, you son of a bitch. That's a good idea.
It's a really good idea.
It's at least a good TikTok idea, no?
Don't you know a guy?
I'm going to call him, yeah.
You could pitch it.
I will.
I'm serious.
I'll give you credit, though.
You never pitched the cruise one.
I didn't because the appetite's not there, apparently.
Why?
High risk.
Why?
The deadliest catch really scared people off of doing things at sea, I guess.
Did people die?
Yeah. I knew camera operators that used to work on that show.
And they're dead?
And they're dead. No. They had to sign away, like, their lives before working on it. Basically, they got paid amazingly, but basically they signed documents say if you die... Your family cannot come after us.
Okay. How is a world cruise as treacherous as ice deadliest catching?
Liability, cost, size of the ship.
Okay. Cost, the cost of putting the crew in cabins and they get unlimited food.
Permitting international waters.
Easier because... Literally casinos and everything.
It's not,
do everything on international waters.
It's not undoable, for the record. Maybe I'm the right person, but we asked like a couple of these people what types of areas they're interested in. And it's all essentially singing competitions, game shows, and cooking and dating shows.
So, okay. I'm just saying I thought it would be easier than other shows to shoot. They don't have to make a set.
Yeah.
They don't have to provide like food. Everyone's mm-hmm. fed. They just get a cabin and film.
Unfortunately, I think the other thing that happened was that Love Boat show.
Right.
That did not do well.
Because they did it wrong.
I agree. They did it way. They did it. It was horrible.
And then my other bone to pick is TikTok. And I'm guilty. But the world cruise coverage has fallen off.
I noticed that because it even used to come up in my feed.
People have forgotten about it.
Yeah.
I think Royal Caribbean's shooting their own docu.
Yeah.
And I think that they've like employed some of the influencers on the boat and they're like telling them to send their footage to them and not.
So they're like controlling the narrative.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of this, I'm so glad you brought it up. Did you see the Norwegian cruise news?
No.
We have yet to do a Norwegian cruise. Heard really good things, I think, right?
Yes, for the most part. Now I'm worried. What is the news?
2025, they have a new cruise. Nude.
Hmm?
A nude cruise.
I like the way it sounds when you say nude cruise.
Nude cruise. It's called the Big Nude Boat. It'll take passengers around private islands, and they're going to be naked.
But... Have you seen the people on cruises with clothes on? I don't want to see any of them naked.
Yeah. Here's the thing, too. 2,300 people.
Oh, my God.
2,300 naked people.
You don't think that many people are even going to sign up for it.
Absolutely, they will.
What?
Oh, 100%.
Is the demand because, there?
Well, think about it like this.
No.
There are nudists in all over the world. Nudists exist. Right?
Yeah, I know.
They're very common. I'm one of them. No. they're more common than you would think. And so those people are going to be like, if they were on the fence about doing a cruise, this would get them to commit to a cruise. And then on the other end of that coin, there's people who are like, oh, I want to see.
Do it for the bit?
Yeah. So there's people who are doing it for the bit and people who are actually interested in being nude.
I have so many follow-up questions.
Okay.
One, it's 2,300 people.
Yeah.
But is it going to keep running or it's a one-timer?
I get the impression it's an 11-day cruise. It's a long time.
11 days?
I get the impression that it's the first attempt. And if it goes well, they will 100% do it again.
Where does it leave from?
It leaves from, let's see. I'll give you all the details.
If it leaves from Europe... Okay, if it leaves from the U.S., how are you going to find 2,300 people that are nudists in the U.S. and that have 11 days free and can afford it?
I'm telling you, there's so many people, and it's the type of thing where people would fly into the country to go on this thing.
Okay.
Miami. It's leaving from Miami.
Okay.
It's going to the Bahamas, St. Lucia, Dominica, and Puerto Rico. It is 11 days, prices start at $2,000 all the way up to $33,000.
Now, I have another question. Is it weird on the nude cruise if you do ever put clothes on, do people shame you for it?
That's a great question.
Another follow-up question. At the restaurants, like the
steakhouses... Are they naked at dinner?
Are they naked in the steakhouse?
Right.
Are you eating lobster tails naked? Honey, there's not enough information.
Oh, here's the answer to that question, okay?
Okay.
It is an entirely clothing free experience. It isn't, meaning for the most part, you could be nude with the exception of while you're at port, you can't walk off the boat naked.
Oh, I thought they were going to private islands where you nude out.
I think on the islands you can, but like when you're going into, you know, when you're returning to Miami, you can't just walk off the boat naked. You have to wear clothes at the specialty dining rooms. Which means the buffet is totally free game.
So people's balls are just hanging near the mac and cheese at the...
Yeah. It 100%.
What Other if like rules. Some old saggy titties in the fruit bowl? Like I can't...
Other rules. Are you ready? Other rules.
Yes.
You have to put a towel down before sitting in a stateroom pool deck and buffet area.
Yeah, right. There's going to be so much staph infection.
And you can't
and
be nude.
Pink eye. There's going to be pink eye everywhere.
You can't be nude in front of other ships in port. Like, what does that even mean? They can't enforce that.
You can't be helicopter dick.
Yeah. saggy titties in the fruit bowl and helicopter dick. No fondling or inappropriate touching. Like, okay, it's the nude cruise, so fondling allowed. Like, obviously not.
Well, what
unless
if
it's consensual.
Well, what if someone's tit accidentally grazes you?
Then you have to deal with it.
Is that considered fondling?
Happens all the time, even with clothes. and you have to use, quote, common sense.
Never used on a cruise.
How good is that? Imagine the hot tubs.
God.
Oh.
Bringing new meaning to human soup.
And fun fact, like, nude beaches are a great example. It's not anybody
that you ever want to see naked.
No.
It's always the people you're like, please God, cover yourself.
Yeah.
I am so confused by, okay, so then imagine how little people are packing.
That's probably the best part.
They're probably not bringing much. They just bring like a formal dining outfit.
Yeah. Don't you think it would be like, you're there for 11 days. You have to bring an outfit or two from when you leave the boat and to go to dinner. I bring like 3 shirts.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And like, I guess 1 pair of underwear. I don't know. You're not going to need it. And I think you brought up a good point. I think if everybody signs up for this, you have to lean in because you can't be the one.
You can't be the weirdo wearing clothes.
No, you can't be walking out by the pool. Everyone else is completely naked and you're like wearing a swim shirt. You know
now,
what I mean?
I have another question. Okay. Is the staff naked?
The entertainment?
Is the bartenders naked? Are they naked?
I mean, probably not, but that would make it better. Imagine if they were doing bingo in the one area of the ship and everybody's just naked.
Yeah, but isn't it weird if you're doing a nude cruise for the people giving you your drinks to have clothes on?
I would, no, from like a sanitary perspective, no. I think you're probably still thinking that. At the same time, I wonder, like, how do they get people to work this particular cruise? And do people want to, or is it hard to get them to do it?
Or no pun intended. Technically off, like, your shift.
Yeah.
If you're one of the employees, but you're not currently on the clock, can you just nude out?
That's a good question.
I have almost unlimited follow-up questions.
I'm happy you do. I think it's a valid ask away. Do you have any more?
When is this occurring?
It is occurring February of 2025.
Okay. So we have time to find out.
I guess the obvious question there is, it's going to be cold, no?
Not in Miami.
I mean, it's still like not
hot
at that time of year. It's like, you know, 4 weeks out of Christmas. Like,
true.
I just can't believe it.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess it was only
it in July or something.
Right. But then you kind of have the opposite problem.
Heat stroke
and sun swamp poisoning. Ass.
Yeah.
But like, ugh.
The amount of fucking pink eye because people are going to put their raw buttholes. People are gonna fart with their raw buttholes on all the chairs and then at least underwear
raw
and shorts.
Butthole farts.
At least underwear and shorts are a barrier between you and touching someone else's farts. Clothes are for a good reason.
Okay, after talking about it more, don't you kind of want to go?
What?
Yeah. I hope you are okay with the fact that I already bought tickets.
After talking about it more, I think I'm anti-nudist.
I mean, I am too. Like, I think clothes are... And people are like, well, God, you know, God intended... Adam and Eve walked around naked. Yeah, but he also invented, you know, like the little leaf that Adam and Eve put on their privates that you see in the children's books. God invented that.
Okay.
You know, God invented clothes. Wear them.
Sure. This is when we get weirdly religious.
Oh, that, yeah, let's. Sorry, I didn't mean to get all preachy on you.
God.
Don't say his name in vain.
Okay.
I don't know. Part of me is interested just because it's like, I don't want to get like, I don't want to see too much, but I just feel like the people are going to be so wacky.
Yeah. What are you in it for? The saggy titties? Like, what do you
want to see? No, I don't want to see anything. I don't want to see anything. I want to like experience how people behave. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, you know, in an ideal world, I would go on this ship and everybody would be blurred out. But their faces would be not blurred. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. I have a legitimate question for you.
I'd be like Naked and Afraid.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. If right now I phoned a friend and they said 100% paid your way, free tickets to this cruise, would you go?
It's a hard one. What kind of cabin?
One with a porthole.
A bare porthole?
Yeah. What's your answer?
I think I would do it.
You would?
I think I would do it.
Do it for the bit?
I think I would do it for the bit.
Okay.
Imagine the stories you could tell.
Yeah, it's honestly invaluable.
And I know what I'm getting into. I know what I'm getting into.
Do you think you, after the end of the 11 days, you just like wouldn't see body parts anymore?
Yeah, probably.
Like you'd just be like.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like going to, have you ever been in the, well, it's a dumb question. I was going to say, have you ever been in the men's locker room at a gym? The answer is probably no.
Nope.
It's probably very similar to that.
Yeah, but it's 2,000 people at once.
True. So it would be like a gym the size of a Costco.
I just wonder if it would be like immersion therapy of like.
I think it would be.
Everyone's weird bodies no longer even affect me.
Yeah.
And do you think you'd feel weird being naked? Because I think.
Oh, I guess now that I think. I don't think I would go then. Because I wouldn't want to be naked. I forgot about that element of it.
You didn't consider the fact that you would also be naked?
I didn't. I was thinking about it like I'm a television viewer, you know?
So you wouldn't go?
I guess I wouldn't go.
Because of being naked?
Would you go?
I don't think the thing that would stop me from going would be me being naked.
Really?
I think the thing that would stop me is all the weird dicks. I don't think, you know? Because I've been in like a Korean spa walking around naked. Because you're just.
I don't think I understood that.
Honey, my literal joke is every bit of all your bits is out.
I understand.
And but if you're wearing clothes, you're making it weird.
I know. I guess I misunderstood that.
The whole place.
I envisioned like a room.
No.
You're everybody?
Yes.
And is it women and men?
No.
I was going to say, you've already done this then. You've been a part of this life.
It's only women, but yeah.
See, I would feel the weirdest being naked.
I think you get over it for sure. Like you just stop caring after a few minutes. It's weird at first, yes.
And I mean, there's guaranteed people are looking. You know what I mean?
Sort of.
Is there a way to not look?
No, but then I'm like, I think it's because you're in a crowd of other naked people.
Maybe it's just
normal.
It's
the same as someone looking at like your cleavage from across the bar anyways, no? I don't know.
I guess I wouldn't know.
You know, like when people look at your tits.
I don't think I've ever really been gawked. You know?
No one's just staring at your crotch.
No, I was just staring at my covered butt. I don't know. What a weird thought. I guarantee you at least one of my old coworkers is going.
What?
Oh yeah, guaranteed. The guy who does the special projects. Yeah. I'm sure he's going.
Well, I wouldn't go because I don't want to see him naked. And I think that's enough.
They shouldn't allow people like that because it'll ruin it for everybody else. You know what I mean?
They shouldn't allow people like us that would do it for the bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
If they want to maintain
the sanctity,
integrity.
The sanctity of nudity?
Of the nude cruise, yeah. I'm just saying.
God.
Well, oh, that was fun.
Here's another question.
Okay. I'm all ears.
Are there restrictions on having your phone out and TikToking?
That's a good point.
How do they make sure you're not recording people naked? And like it's, then you're essentially getting porn. How do they make sure?
I guess pornography doesn't have to be people having sex.
Right.
So I would just imagine like, it's just some rampant sex cruise now.
No, I'm saying they can't ban phones. So you could just be videoing everyone or taking pictures at any point of naked people that aren't you.
They probably have to sign waivers.
Saying what? That you won't post?
That you won't record and if you, or maybe that you might be recorded. I don't know. The more we talk about it, the more I'm like, why is Norwegian Cruise Line?
Because this is like, so what a liability.
Right.
Because if you want to take pictures on vacation, but there's a bunch of other naked people behind you.
Can you imagine if you had no idea the cruise was happening and you just happened to like go by it on another boat?
And it's just a bunch of tits out. Yeah. Now I think out of all my questions, this is the most valid.
I agree. Because that is exclusively what people do. Oh my God, imagine the portraits. The
portraits like by the piano.
Yeah, they're sitting by the piano. Or they're sitting on that little half staircase.
There's no way they sell the photos because that you're taking nudes.
If everybody's consenting, I guess it's okay. I don't really know. Like, porn is legal. You know what I mean?
Is it?
Yeah. God, I'm learning a lot today. A, you basically already are a nudist because you go to the spa where everybody's... I didn't realize the whole building was naked. Is the masseuse naked?
They're in their underwear.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
That's so weird.
At one point, I added that into the joke.
Bring it back because that is so weird.
Yeah.
They should either be fully naked or fully dressed.
She was in like briefs type underwear and like a bra.
That's so weird.
I know.
I have to go, I guess. Is there a male equivalent? That sounds awful. I don't want to do that.
I don't know. I'm sure it's like a Roman bathhouse type thing probably for dudes.
Yeah. They illegalized those, didn't they?
Oh, whatever.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
Well, this was not on my bingo card for today.
I'm glad that we got into it though. I'm trying to find my...
Now what?
Trying to find my... Here we go.
God. Oh, yeah.
New house, new buttons.
Well, it seems like they might be the same buttons.
Different place for the buttons though, you know. We went to a sports match.
A sporting event. Again, I went. I got my butt in the car. I put on festive garb. We took my mom for Mother's Day.
To Angel City FC, which is the women's soccer team and WSL here in LA. And I think this was my like eighth or ninth game.
Was it my fourth game?
This was your third soccer game.
Okay, we're sure.
Third or fourth.
Okay.
Pretty sure it was third. But either way, I've been to eight or nine. The only ones that I've gone to that have ended in basically nothing, 0-0, have been the games you've gone with me to. Why did I say that so weird?
The games that I've gone to with you. Gone in me with.
It is.
Gone to me with me.
Point being.
Game.
You I was talking about it with somebody at work today, and you have officially been uninvited.
Oh, you took... No!
I didn't. You can come with me anytime, but it is now considered a bad omen.
It's a curse if I go.
If you attend a game.
From the super fan.
From the super fan. Kelsey.
I'm sorry. I get it. I think I as well. I think I'm the problem. I think it's time I look in the mirror. What juju am I bringing to the stadium that causes no one to get a goal? I haven't seen a goddamn goal.
It really bums me out because I have really fallen in love with soccer.
Yeah.
And I want you to enjoy it. And it's proving itself unenjoyable.
At one point, my mom said, well, at least they're good at running. And truer words have never been spoken. Like, yeah, we just watched them run around in circles for 97 minutes.
That's why they call it the beautiful game.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it can be very frustrating.
Because people can not score or win.
It could be very frustrating in the sense that, like, nothing can happen or everything can happen. But sure. I mean, that's pretty much any
sporting event. Yeah, that's literally any game.
That's why they call it that.
I just would like the probability of nothing happening to be lower.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fair request.
So I don't get why it's so frequent. To me, it seems like almost nothing happens ever.
Yeah, I get that.
So
that's,
yeah,
that's people. That's, to be fair, that is the main criticism of soccer.
It just seems so. There's a lot of other people that share my sentiment.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people, like, typically the people who are like super into football think soccer is dumb, and that's okay. That's fine.
I think it's all pretty dumb, but at least in football, someone has to win.
Yeah.
For it to end. You can't just end a football game in a 0-0.
That's true.
So in that sense, I guess it's better.
I think that they should, like, I don't know why they do that in soccer.
We need sudden death.
The way it works is if you lose, you get 0 points. If you tie, you get 1 point. And I think if you win, you get 2. So, like, at the end of the season, that's how they determine playoffs.
You shouldn't get fucking shit for tying.
But when they're in playoffs and, like, when it's the championship game, it cannot end in a tie, and they do penalty kicks. They do kickoffs.
Yeah, there should be a sudden death kickoff.
Yeah, I feel like they should do that on every game.
And then whoever loses dies.
Yeah, that's acceptable. I think that's totally understandable.
I do think they need to raise the stakes because some of these girls... I mean, we also went to a men's game and they were just as dramatic, but they're like flopping their bodies on the ground.
They like leap and land on their own face.
Yeah. So anyways, we tried again. And we failed. It was a big yawn.
Yeah.
But
get it? I mean, I don't blame you. I don't know why it's so hard for me. You know what's happening?
You're using your left
hand. Yes. Isn't that stupid?
I mean, I'm not ambidextrous. Ambidextrous? What?
I'm not ambidextrous. No, yours.
Isn't that how you say it?
Ambidextrous.
Whatever. It's not trious?
No, I don't think so. I wanted to be when I was a kid so bad.
What happened?
I lost my hand. No.
No, it seems like it went the other way because you also can't write with your right hand.
Okay, listen. Maybe if I focused on my right hand only, it would be better. But I thought left-handed people were so cool. I wanted to be left-handed so bad. I played baseball. I you know, threw right-handed, swung the bat right-handed. I would switch hit because I wanted to bat left-handed and I thought it was so cool.
How'd that go?
Really poorly. Really bad.
Did anyone say, like, stop switch hitting? You're bad?
No, because I wasn't in the majors. I was this is like fourth grade. You
I know, but people are the worst to, like, kids playing baseball. So I didn't know if someone was like, stop it.
No, I didn't. No, not really.
This is a dumb pipe dream of switch hitting.
Yeah, that's when I gave up my baseball career. Okay. Yeah, I wanted to be ambidextrous so bad. Wow.
Okay.
Maybe one day.
Sure. Keep
going. That something people do when they're adults, is learn the other hand?
I'm sure they could.
No. Add it to the list. Are you prepared to Jude?
Yep.
Do you get it?
Listen to me very carefully. I know everything.
I want you to stop talking.
You're a moron. So's your mother.
You are an example of why people should have to take tests before they're allowed to have children.
Do you get it?
Well, here we are. I was here today with the handymen, and to clarify, they're very nice. What?
I just like the way you started it.
Well, it's not.
Well, here we are.
Here we are at my rage corner. It's not very nice when you laugh at me during the beginning of my Jude.
I apologize. I get it.
It's undermining. Anyways, I was at the house today with the handymen. They were fixing some things and installing some things. To be clear, we've worked with them before. I like them. They're nice people. However, something occurred today, and I almost had a stroke and a panic attack and an aneurysm and a heart attack all at once. It was not a good day. I was showing them a pipe that they were going to replace the pipe under a sink.
Yeah.
I open the sink, like cabinet, and one of our cats, Audrey, leaps out, scares the shit out of me and the handyman. We are all like, oh! And I was like, oh yeah, by the way, just a reminder again, we have two cats. Our dogs are at my mom's house, so they're not around today. We have two cats, just so you know. So don't like let them out or anything. Right. I literally was like, so they're around, just keep that in mind. Great, got it. Sounds good. Then we all laughed it off that she scared the shit out of us.
Yeah.
Smash cut to, I get off of a Zoom meeting while they're sawing through the wall. And I start to realize that I think I hear outside a little too clearly. So I go check, and they have our garage door, the big garage door, and the door to the house all wide open, and no one's even near it. They're both upstairs. Both of the handymen are nowhere to be found near this open door.
I don't think I realized that.
Yeah. So they were both upstairs in our bedroom. And the garage door and the door to our home were fucking wide open. So it wasn't like, oh, we just went out for a second. I'm standing right here. I can see the cats. Nope. Just gaping. And I was on a fucking meeting. So I don't know how long it was like that. So I'm freaking the fuck out. I'm like, great. Both the cats are gone. So I'm running around the house, calling their names. Of course they're not coming out because they were terrified of the construction happening.
And they're cats. They don't listen.
So I'm running around with treats trying to find them. I'm looking under everything. I'm looking under the couch. I'm looking under the beds. I'm looking in the closets. But it's a new house, so they have new hiding spots, and I don't know their hiding spots yet. I'm looking in the litter box. I'm looking behind boxes that are still packed. I'm looking fucking everywhere. Then I run outside, and I start screaming their names outside. I got one of the handymen outside screaming their names with me. I was like, how long was the door open? How many minutes? I called you. You called the neighbor to look for the cat. We're freaking the fuck out. I then walk back inside, and I look behind the litter box in a tiny corner. I find the one cat, Rusty. The least favorite cat. So I was like, oh, great. If I lost one, I guess I lost the favorite cat. Awesome. So then I'm freaking the fuck out. And she's older. The other cat is older. And I'm like, she's not going to fuck. And Rusty, I will give him credit, at least comes when you say his name. Yeah. He comes over to you. Well, he didn't this time, fucker. The one time I needed him to come out to his name and he didn't do it. So, you know, what good is he, really? But I find him. I close him in. I'm running around panicking, still trying to find the second cat. Freaking the fuck out. I don't know what possessed me, because this isn't anything I've ever done before to find her. But I remembered that our headboard has like a weird inlet in the back.
There's like space behind it, right?
Yeah. I had already looked under the bed and behind the bed. I had put my head to look behind the headboard. But I remember that it has like a inlet section.
It's almost like if you take a bookshelf and turn it backwards.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I went up and I shook the headboard really hard and she fucking popped out of the middle of it. Then I had so much fucking adrenaline in my body. I thought I had lost both the cats. We live near a giant mountain hill and our neighbor just told us he saw a bobcat in his backyard, coyotes all the time.
Yeah.
He was telling us to be really careful with our little dogs because they might get eaten. And I'm thinking, I just lost our fucking cats who are definitely going to get eaten immediately. And also, they're both pretty dumb. I don't think they would survive. So anyways, all because the handyman couldn't keep the fucking door closed. For what? There was literally no reason for it to be open. There was no reason to be going in and out at all. 0% issue with having it closed. So, judgment to the plaintiff, you almost had to shove my dead cats up your ass.
Jesus Christ.
And I would have maimed you myself. Thank fuck. I would have skinned him alive. The handyman.
Okay. The handyman. God. Yeah, I don't get it. Why were the doors open?
It was such a needless panic. What are we doing? Do you just go into people's houses and just leave the doors wide open?
Apparently.
I just don't understand.
Apparently.
Also, okay, leave the door open, but keep the garage door closed.
Right.
Just keep it all gaping. And now my fucking hand is clawed because when I did get Audrey out and I put her in the room, she was pissed.
You think we're going to get a discount?
No.
Yeah.
If they lost a cat, probably. If one of the cats never came back.
Should we somehow fake it? Should we arrange it?
No.
Well, just a thought. Maybe then we'd have money for the nude cruise.
Yeah. Sacrifice.
I'm glad that they're okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're okay. You were definitely panicked. And I was right there with you. While also trying to not make you feel bad about it. Because you didn't do anything wrong. Well, it all worked out in the end.
Yeah. I don't even remember what I said on the phone.
I don't really either. But they're here. And I hope they weren't listening because you told both of them that they're kind of sober, you know.
It's fine.
You guys listening?
I'll say it to their face.
Subscribe to Mostly True Opinions on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.